यमुनाती रावणचारी यमुनाती रावणचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Itai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1. So we'll be discussing verses 51 till 54. So we'll read the first verse, 51st. Tadetat Shodasha Kalam Lingam Shakti Trayam Mahat Dhatte anusamsritim pumsi Harsha shoka bhayartidam Tadetat shodasha kalam Lingam shakti trayam mahat Dhatte anusamsritim pumsi Harsha shoka bhayartidam Tadetat shodasha kalam Lingam shakti trayam mahat Dhatte anusamsritim pumsi Harsha shoka bhayartidam. Tadetat shodasha kalam इसको इधर इसको निकाल दे ठीक है मैं करता हूं इसके बाद निकालता हूं मैं निकालता हूं Matajis. So we'll read the word-to-word translations and then the translation and purport. Tad, therefore, etat, this, shodasha kalam, made of 16 parts, namely the 10 senses, the mind, and the 5 sense objects. Lingam, the subtle body. Shakti trayam, the effect of the 3 modes of material nature. Mahat, insurmountable. धत्ते गिव्स अनुसंसृतिम ऑलमोस्ट परपेचुअल रोटेशन एंड ट्रांसमाइग्रेशन इन डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ बॉडीज पुंसी अनटू द लिविंग एंटिटी हर्ष जुबिलिएशन शोक लैमेंटेशन भय फियर आरती मिजरी दाम विच गिव्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाई हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस लेसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. द सटल बॉडी इज एंडाउड विद 16 पार्ट्स द फाइव नॉलेज एक्वायरिंग सेंसेस द फाइव वर्किंग सेंसेस द फाइव ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड द माइंड. This subtle body is an effect of three modes of material nature. It is composed of insurmountably strong desires, and therefore it causes the living entity to transmigrate from one body to another in human life. Animal life, from one body to another in human life, animal life, and life as a demigod. When the living entity gets the body of a demigod, he is certainly very jubilant. When he gets a human body, is always in lamentation, and when he gets the body of an animal, he is always afraid. In all conditions, however, he is actually miserable. His miserable condition is called samsriti, or transmigration in material life. Purport: the sum and substance of material conditioned life, conditional life, is explained in this verse. The living entity, the 17th element, is struggling alone, life after life. This struggle is called samsriti, or material conditional life. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the force of material nature is insurmountably strong. Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. Material nature harasses the living entity in different bodies. But if the living entity surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes free from this entanglement, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Mam eva ye prapadyante, maya metam tarantite. Thus his life becomes successful. So in the course of the discussion, we will be also reading the further shlokas and their purports. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च. हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोस्तुते. तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. हरे कृष्ण. आई वेलकम ऑल दी डिवोटीज असेंबल्ड हियर फॉर द भागवतम क्लास टुडे सीकिंग ऑल योर ब्लेसिंग्स सो दैट वी कैन डिस्कस समथिंग ऑफ वर्थ इन द नेक्स्ट हाफ एन आवर और सो. सो दिस इज अ चैप्टर वेयर Ajamil is getting the most fortunate discussion of his life, he's seeing actually with his eyes two different parties arguing with each other for his betterment. If you can see, Yamdutas are also taking him so that he can get the results of his fruitive activities that he did, or the reactions of his sinful activities that he did in his life, so that he can be cleared of all those sins. At the same time, another group of Vishnudutas trying to reclaim him from the Yamdutas. So that's the most weird discussion that he might have heard in the entire life, because he's seeing both the parties and he's at the fag end of his life. So Bhagavatam says, Apanna samsmritim ghoram yannama vivasho grinan tata sadyo vimuccheta yad bibheti swayam bhayam. So living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna. Even unconsciously chanting, they can be freed from the entanglement of the birth and death, which is feared by the fear personified. The holy name of Krishna is not different than Krishna himself. Yad bibheti swayam bhayam. So Krishna is feared by the fear personified himself. So here Ajamil unconsciously chanted the name of the Lord, indicating his son. But that was enough for him to call the servants of the Lord, who came running just to save him in time. So, and then the discussions are going on, because Yamdutas started taking away the subtle body and the soul from the gross body, and suddenly the Yamdutas arrived, and the Vishnudutas started asking, with what permission are you taking this body or this subtle body and the soul? So then Yamdutas start explaining all these things, since I think shloka number 40-41 something. So Vishnudutas asked them, so what is your understanding of religion? On what basis are you considering someone's karma, who will go to hell, who will go to heaven? On what basis? Then of course the Yamdutas start explaining all these things, and this is the 51st shloka, where they speak of the subtle body with its 16 parts, 5 working senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses, 5 objects of sense gratification, and the mind. And afterwards, Prabhupada says in the purport that the 17th is the jiva. He is struggling with all these people. Many times you might have heard outside that handling one, or you can say those who are married people, generally they joke, handling one woman is so difficult. But it's not about women. We are handling so many senses simultaneously. At the same time, we are also handling the mind, which is the master of all these senses. And if the mind goes uncontrolled, just the example is given. If there is a monkey, how is the monkey? Monkey is always chanchala, or what you can say? Restless. He never stays in a place. So if that monkey is given alcohol, what will happen? The restlessness will reach newer heights, which even the monkey can't imagine. So that's the second level of restlessness. And the highest level of restlessness is if the monkey, who is already restless, is bitten by a scorpion. Then it will reach the maximum heights. So this is the same condition of the living entity in this material world. Because he is not alone, and because he is not he needs to enjoy this material world. Because he wants to enjoy this material world, all these things are given. You have to take this, otherwise you cannot enjoy. And what are these? The knowledge acquiring senses, the working senses, and all about the mind. So Apanna samsritim ghoram, this is very deadly, because first of all we have to forget Krishna to even try to enjoy in this material world. So that's why in the in the path of enjoyment, we generally get pain, just like it's called, it's given in Bhagavatam, Sukhaya Karmani Karoti Loko, Natai Sukham Vanya Duparamam Va, Vindeda Bhuya Tataeva Dukham. Even for small, small enjoyment, one has to struggle a lot. Even after so much struggle, what one gets is more dukkha, not sukha. Maybe some sort of sukha, but that cannot be called as pleasure. Because ultimately, if the net, if you see the net, addition and subtraction, ultimately you will get is dukkha. That's why it is called dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So, what is the, what do you say? Then, what is the future of that jiva? Just like I was hearing one lecture, so the devotee was saying, the jivatma is nothing but the spirit soul. And when the jivatma is serving the paramatma, which is the supreme personality of Godhead, that is his natural constitutional position. Jivera Swarubhoy Krishnera Nitya Das. But if the jivatma is not understanding and if he is unaware of this relationship, then there is a need of Mahatma. So the jivatma can be connected to Paramatma via the medium of Mahatma. So Mahatmas are the pure devotees who bring back those jiva from the gutters of material world, stinking jiva. Then they make him bathe, make him ready and offer it to the Lord so that he can continue his devotional service further. So this shloka tells about miseries, because the jiva is, along with the senses, is suffering in this material world. So misery is a fact of this material world, but it is not the purpose of this material world. It may be a fact of this material world, but not the purpose. Because if somebody says that, okay, misery, ye to pura dunya dukhi deta hai, it's always dukha. So if somebody understands this world in that way, then he will never come out of it. Because spirituality must ground us in reality, first of all. If spirituality, what do you call, makes us so hopeless, then it is of no use. Miseries, if it make us so hopeless, then it is of no use. It should ground us in reality and help us take the proper course of action. So similarly, just like in hospital, what is hospital for? In hospital, everywhere is dukkha only. But that does not mean that is the purpose of the hospital. The purpose of the hospital is to get treated and to get out of it. So similarly, bhakti is the treatment. Bhakti is the medicine for raising our consciousness so that we can get out of this material world. So similarly, Krishna says, Mam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam gataha. So samsiddhim, from samsritim, in this verse, anu samsritim pumsi, samsritim, samsritim is perpetual birth and death in this material world, perpetual motion in this material world. For from samsritim to samsiddhim, the perfection. So what is the element that will take us to perfection? From samsritim to samsiddhim, that is haritoshanam, samsiddhim, samsiddhir haritoshanam. So one must try to please Krishna in some or other way. So we'll also go to the next sloka. There are four different verses today. So we'll see it one by one. Text 52. Dehi agyo jita sad vargo necham karmani karyate koshakara ivatmanam karmanachadya muyati. Translation. The foolish embodied living entity, inept at controlling his senses and mind, is forced to act according to the influence of the modes of material nature, against his desires. He is like a silkworm that uses its own saliva to create a cocoon and then becomes trapped in it, with no possibility of getting out. The living entity traps himself in the network of his own fruitive activities and then can find no way to release himself. Thus, he is always bewildered and repeatedly dies. Purport. As already explained, the influence of the modes of nature is very strong. The living entity entangled in different types of fruitive activity is like a silkworm trapped in cocoon. Getting free is very difficult unless he is helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the verse says that the living entity is trapped. And who makes the trap? He himself makes the trap by his own karmas. So sometimes the traps are bigger, sometimes the traps are smaller, sometimes it may be very subtle trap, and he is trapped in those endless loop of birth and death. He takes birth, he tries to enjoy, he suffers, he dies, he again takes birth, and this cycle continues. So the problem with people is, whenever there is pain, so in general, in medical terms, whenever there is some when you are hit by something or there is some bleeding or whatever pain is there, what do? We apply some painkillers. So, but those painkillers are not the ultimate solution. It may be a part of the treatment, but it is not the actual treatment of the pain. So the people here may get some luxuries in life, some comforts in life. So that can be considered as the anesthesia. But the problem of anesthesia is, it not only deadens or numbs the pain. Anesthesia is like that, no? It just numbs the pain. You don't feel the pain. But you don't feel even joy also. When you bask in this comforts and luxuries of this material world, it numbs or deadens your enjoying propensity. You are enjoying, but you are not, you are actually suffering. But in that, when you apply all those comforts and luxuries, it deadens that suffering, but at the same time, you are not able to pursue the higher pleasures. Are you getting my point? The thing is, it deadens. The suffering is not there, okay, for some time. But at the same time, you are not able to experience the higher bliss. So that is the problem. So even after applying this anesthesia of material comforts, so that cannot be considered as a treatment. And so, one needs to analyze this problem and address. And what is the solution? Bhakti is the only solution where he can get rid of this sufferings, get rid of the cocoon that he has prepared. And why all these things happen actually in a devotee's life? In a person's or jivatma's life. So Brahmaji says, Sasar jagre andatamishram atattamishram adikrit mahamoham cha moham cha tamas cha jnana vrittayah. The main cause is tamas, ignorance, avidya. How this entire material world is created so as to enjoy. But how can a person or a jiva enjoy? Only when he is in ignorance. Because we all have a spiritual body. And a spiritual body cannot enjoy a material, a material world. In order to enjoy in the material world, one has to forget that he is a spiritual entity. And then different things are provided to him, which is of material nature. So what are the things provided? Brahma first created the nascent engagements like self-deception, sense of death, anger of frustration, sense of all false ownership and the illusory bodily conception or forgetfulness of one's real identity. So there are five things here. Tamas, Moham, Mahamoham, Tamishram and Andhatamishram. If you go to in the reverse way. Tamas is the ignorance. Ignorance of our real identity. That I am not the spirit soul. I am the body. Because unless and until you forget that you are the spirit soul, till that time you cannot enjoy. Tamas. Moham. Moham means, Tamas means forgetfulness. Moham means illusion. That I am the body. Moham means illusion that I am this mortal body. Mahamoham. Mahamoham is the, it's called like I and mine. Moham is I. Mahamoham is, these are mine. This is my family. This is my, these are my things. Okay. So Tamish, what is this? Tamas, forgetfulness of one's own identity. Moham, that is, I am this material body. Mahamoham is, and these all things are my things, I and mine. Tamishram, Sasar Jagre and the Tamishram, other Tamishram. What is Tamishram? In the course of enjoying this material world, one suffers. And because one suffers, Tamishram is connected to anger. Anger arises because one is not able to enjoy the material objects. All enjoyment is in the mind. Mind thinks that, okay, I can enjoy all those objects. But actually, there is very less or no enjoyment. So that is Tamishram, and that leads to anger. And finally, Andhatamishram. Andhatamishram is like death. One tries to enjoy. There is anger, and because of that, he dies and he attains a next body. So this cycle of ignorance takes place again and again. So in other books also, these five stages are given: avidya, asmita, rag, dvesh, and abhinivesh. Avidya is tamas, asmita is moham, raga is mahamoham, I and mine, dvesha is anger, and abhinivesha is finally death. So some may think that, okay, these things only occur in non-devotees, maybe outside karmi people. But there is a chance of fall down even in the sadhakas or in the sadhaka stage. So in the Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam says, Vadanti Vishwam Kavayasmanashwaram Pashyanti Chadhyatma Vido Vipashyataha Tathapi Mayyanti Tavajamaya Suvismitam Krityam Ajam Natosmitam. Even learned Vedic scholars, this is not just regular people, learned Vedic scholars who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, that does not mean the outside people, even the devotees maybe, or sometimes even the Vedic scholars who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, certainly know that this material world is perishable. They understand. Tamas, ignorance, all these things, theoretically they understand everything, that this material world is perishable, as do other logicians and philosophers. Vadanti Vishwam Kavayasma Nashwaram. This is Nashwar. Pashyanti, they see, they realize the factual position of this world. Cha Adhyatmito Vipaschitah. And they preach the truth as well. They see that all these things are temporary. And they preach also. Yet, even they are sometimes bewildered by your illusory energy. This is your wonderful pastime. Therefore, I can understand that your illusory energy is very wonderful, and I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So even those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, even they can get illusioned by the material world. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, a liberated soul is a person who has sufficient knowledge of this material world and therefore unattached to the bodily conception of life. A liberated soul, Prabhupada says the term, the liberated soul. But because of association with the modes of material nature for a very long time, this is very important. Association with the material nature for a very long time, even liberated souls sometimes become captivated by illusory energy due to inattentiveness in the transcendental position. A small inattentiveness. What is that shloka? Maya japati dehare. Krishna buliya jiv bhogavancha kare. Nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. So Prabhupada writes this word, inattentiveness in the transcendental position. Even in transcendental position, if one is inattentive, that may lead to a fall down. Just like the example of Bharat Maharaj. In the example of Bharat Maharaj, what we understand? So there was unwanted compassion. There was compassion, but that compassion was a weakness. That compassion became the weakness, and it ultimately led to the fall down of Bharat Maharaj. So there should be association of devotees. Without association of devotees, these things are very difficult because of the prolonged association with the material world. One needs association of devotees to curb the prolonged association in the material world. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarana rasayana kathah tajjoshanada swapavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhakti anukramashyati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and therefore he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then the real devotion and devotional service begin. So in the association of devotees, step by step, Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti, Anukramishyati, one by one, follow things. So this is how a living entity who is trapped in this material world by his own fruitive activities, just like Prabhupada says, getting free is very difficult unless he is helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll go to the next verse, 53. Nahi kaschik shanam api jatu tishtatya karma krit karyate hi avashah karma gune svabhavikair balat. Translation: not a single living entity can remain unengaged for a moment. One must act by his natural tendency according to the three modes of material nature, because this natural tendency forcibly makes him work in a particular way. Purport: the swabhavika, or one's natural tendency, is the most important factor in action. One's natural tendency is to serve, because a living entity is an eternal servant of God. The living entity wants to serve, but because of his forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord, he serves under the modes of material nature and manufactures various modes of service, such as socialism, humanitarianism, and altruism. However, one should be enlightened in the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one give up all natural tendencies for material service under different names and take to the service of the Lord. One's original natural tendency is to act in Krishna consciousness, because one's real nature is spiritual. The duty of a human being is to understand that since he is essentially spirit, he must abide by the spiritual tendency and not be carried away by material tendencies. So Prabhupada writes here, one should be enlightened in the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one give up all the natural tendencies for material service under different names to take up the service of the Lord. There is one Subhasita verse also, which indicates that for the sake of a family, a person can be, one of the family members can be thrown away, or you can say discarded, or what do you call it? Banished. Yeah, thank you. A person can be banished. For the sake of village, a family can be banished. For the sake of nation, a village can be banished. And for the sake of soul, the entire world can be given up. For the sake of soul, the entire world can be given. That means we just separate ourselves from the world to focus on the spirituality or the spiritual world, to focus on bhakti. So for the sake of soul. So similarly, the lower pleasures can be given up by attaining the higher pleasures. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Mayara vashe yachcha bheshe khachcha habu dubu bhai. My dear brothers, you are being carried away by the waves of material energy and are suffering in many miserable conditions. Sometimes you are drowning in the waves of material nature, and sometimes you are tossed like a swimmer struggling in the ocean. As confirmed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this tendency to be battered by the waves of Maya can be changed to one's original natural tendency, which is spiritual, when the living entity comes to understand that he is eternally Krishnadas, a servant of God. Krishnadas, Jiva Krishnadas, A Vishwas, Karleta Ar Dukhanai. Instead of serving Maya under different names, one turns his service attitude towards the Supreme Lord. He is then safe, and there is no more difficulty. If one returns to his original natural tendency in the human form of life by understanding the perfect knowledge given by Krishna himself in the Vedic literature, one's life is successful. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mayara vashe yacha bheshe khacha habudubu bhai. Habudubu means, it is explained like, you are just drowning. Somebody puts your head inside the water and you are unable to breathe. At the last moment, you are again pulled up and then you breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, now it's good. Now it's fine. Again, you are put. Your head is put inside water. Again, you are unable to breathe. But even in that condition, the living entity adjusts himself to be happy. Just like in, there are so many verses in Bhagavatam where it is told that even in the hellish conditions of life, one can be happy. So because between two punishments, even if there is a small gap, time gap, in that also the living entity tries to become happy. So it's very difficult. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jiva Krishna Das, A Vishwas, Karletar, Dukkanai. So everybody thinks that free will is there. Krishna has given the free will. But we are not able to exercise our free will unless we are unbound by the gunas. Because everybody is bound by the three gunas, three modes of nature, passion, ignorance and goodness. So ultimately they are dictating our actions and they are ultimately dictating how we will act. So the problem is the free will is lost because we are acting as per the gunas, bound by the gunas. So in order to be free of gunas, one has to accept the spiritual life. One has to accept bhakti. Somebody may say spiritual life is escapism. But spiritual life is not escaping duties, but to understand the goal of one's duty. Adapumbir dvijasreshta varanashrama vibhagasha sanastisthasya dharmasya samsiddhir hari toshanam. So some may say we are neither material, we are neither prakriti, we are not material, at the same time we are not spiritual, we are tatastha shakti. So instead of serving Krishna, people are serving maya. So only thing is, we have to dovetail that service from maya to Krishna. Otherwise, because ultimately the soul has the tendency to serve according to his nature. Just like in this, nahi kaschit kshanam api jatu tishtati akarmakrit. Not a single living entity can remain unengaged. He has to somehow engage himself. But it is his decision to where to engage himself. Whether to engage in some material activity or to engage oneself in spiritual activity. To serve maya or to serve Krishna. That is his decision. And that is his free will. If under the modes, he will always serve maya. But when he gets the association of devotees, then only he can serve Krishna. So the next verse. Labdhvanimittam avyaktam tyak. Vyakta vyaktam bhavatyuta yatha yoni yatha bijam svabhavena baliyasa. The fruitive activities a living being performs, whether pious or impious, are the unseen cause for the fulfillment of his desires. This unseen cause is the root for the living entity's different bodies. Because of his intense desire, the living entity takes birth in a particular family and receives a body which is either like that of his mother or like that of his father. The gross and subtle bodies are created according to his desire. Purport. The gross body is a product of the subtle body. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam Tejat Tante Kalevaram Tam Tam Evaiti Kaunteya Sadatad Bhava Bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. The atmosphere of the subtle body at the time of death is created by the activities of the gross body. Thus the gross body acts during one's lifetime and the subtle body acts at the time of death. The subtle body, which is called linga, the body of desire, is the background for the development of a particular type of gross body, which is either like that of one's mother or like that of one's father. According to Rig Veda, at the time of sex, the secretions of the mother are more profuse than those of the father, the child will receive a female body. And if the secretions of the father are more profuse than those of the mother, the child will receive a male body. These are the subtle laws of nature, which act according to the desire of the living entity. If a human being is taught to change his subtle body by developing a consciousness of Krishna, at the time of death, the subtle body will create a gross body in which he will be a devotee of Krishna. So you have to work on our subtle body. What is our subtle body? Subtle body is the mind, intelligence and false ego. So if you work on our subtle body in this life, so automatically we will get a gross body in which we can become a devotee of Krishna. Or if still more perfect, if he can work perfectly in this life, he will not take any other material body and will immediately get a spiritual body and thus return home, back to Godhead. This is the process of transmigration of the soul. Therefore, instead of trying to unite human society through pacts for sense gratification that can never be achieved, it is clearly desirable to teach people how to become Krishna conscious and return home back to Godhead. This is true now and indeed at any time. So, one's activities, fruity activities, one performs and then gets one body on other body. So sometimes the body may be as per the father or as per the mother, but they are created as per the desire. Just like I heard one story. Once time a small boy and his father, they were going by Tum Tum. It was a very scenic place. You call that Tum Tum? That big rickshaw. It was a scenic place. And because that Tum Tum was having those flaps, the window flaps down, so that generally during the rainy seasons they have those curtains, additional curtains. But that was not a rainy season, and that small boy wanted to see the scenery outside, but he was not able to see because of those flaps. So he was trying to just take up the flap and see what is outside when the Tum Tum was just going. So, but due to those heavy wind and everything, it would again close it. So he tried many things. Even his father also helped him doing all those things so that he can experience and enjoy that scenery around. But what was happening, the flap was always falling down and he was not able to enjoy anything or experience those scenery. So they just tried out something, they found out some rope, and finally they tied that flap up so the boy can enjoy. And as soon as he tied that, there is the destination. So much of shrama or endeavor went into just thinking that I will enjoy. And by the time we are ready to enjoy, it's time to give up the body and go to the next. So the fruitive activities are similar. So we try to enjoy, but by the time we think that we'll enjoy now, it's time up to give up the body and go ahead with the next body. So this is how this material world is full of miseries, suffering. At the same time, there is a beacon of hope. Because we are born, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come once in a day of Brahma, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in Kali Yuga. And just Prabhupada says, he just appeared now, just now. 1,000 Chatur Yugas, 1,000 Kali Yugas. In 1,000 Kali Yugas, there is one Kali Yuga when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. And this is that Kali Yuga when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared just 500 years ago. So you are the most fortunate. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the beacon of hope in this dark age of Kali Yuga. A very sweet verse spoken by Swarup Damodar Goswami for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He lo dhunita khedaya vishadaya pronmila damodaya samyak shastra vivadaya rasadaya chittarpitonmadaya shashvat bhakti vinodaya samadaya madhurya maryadaya Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tavadaya Bhuyadamandodaya. हेलो धूनित खेदया, हेलो धूनित उद्धूनित खेदया, खेदया मेड दी ऑल दिस सफरिंग एंड मिजरीज. ओ ओशन ऑफ मर्सी श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, लेट देयर बी अवेकनिंग ऑफ योर ऑस्पेशियस मर्सी. श्री चैतन्य दयानिधे तव दया भूया दमंदो दया, लेट देयर बी अवेकनिंग ऑफ व्हाट योर ऑस्पेशियस मर्सी विच इजिली ड्राइव्स अवे ऑल काइंड ऑफ मटीरियल लैमेंटेशन. हेलो धूनित खेदया विषदया, ऑल काइंड ऑफ मटीरियल लैमेंटेशन बाय मेकिंग एवरीथिंग प्योर एंड ब्लिसफुल. इंडीड योर मर्सी अवेकन्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Different samyak shastra vivadaya, all the disagreements in all the scriptures are vanquished when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conducts his Harinam Sankirtan. Quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and that causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. Shashwat bhakti vinodaya samadaya madhurya maryadaya. And what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives? The highest, that is the madhurya rasa, madhurya maryadaya. May this transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I have brought so many fruits of love of God. But nobody is taken. There are no takers. I have so many fruits of love of God. I want to distribute, but there are nobody takers. So that's why I am distributing it for free. Okay, you cannot purchase it, take it for free. But even for taking free, I am not able to give it. So I need people. So many fruits we can't give them free. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his disciples and then Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada took that responsibility to distribute those fruits not only in India but outside throughout the world. So that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vadanyata. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gortvishya Namaha. Similarly, just like Arjuna did not say Krishna because once he understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Kurukshetra, he did not tell, okay, you fight, I will sit, I will just watch there. No, I will do your will. So Srila Prabhupada also in the same mood said that I will do Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's will. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's will? Prithvite Achayat Nagara Adigram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibhya Moranam. So Srila Prabhupada in this way, just like Prabhupada says, the way to enter Radha Krishna pastimes is by spreading Krishna consciousness over the world. Somebody may say, okay, the highest leelas, how to enter those leelas? It's very simple. Prabhupada says it is by spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Somebody may argue how this is possible. Because ultimately the essence is to please Krishna. If you are pleasing Krishna, automatically you will be upgraded to the highest position. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is for those who are having no goal and plus those also who are having some goal. For those who are having no goal, just like outside people, they are having no goal. For them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a goal. Okay, there is something. And for those who are already having a goal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raises the destination or that the level of their destination. Just like in Rath Yatra, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, generally during Rath Yatra, it's like Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, the deities and the people. There are some pious people, there are some devotees. So there are three categories, pious people, devotees and the deities. So there is interaction between the deities, Jagannath ji and the devotees. There is interaction between Jagannath ji and pious people. And there is interaction between devotees and pious people. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the Rath Yatra, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there added one more, it added one more dimension. And that dimension was, there was reciprocation and interaction between two lords. One is the moving lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one is the non-moving lord, Jagannath ji. So Jagannath ji was Krishna in separation from Srimati Radharani, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna. That was the union between Radha and Krishna. And the highest ecstasies took place. Even the historians, so many historians, when they describe those Rath Yatras, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, they write that those Rath Yatras attained ecstatic heights like never before. That was the most ecstatic Rath Yatras during Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever it was held. So there was another dimension of interaction between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Ji, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and devotees, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pious people. So when pious people saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, they had some glimpse of bhakti. And when those devotees who are already situated in prema, or those who are already pure devotees, when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it increased their prema towards Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in this Kali Yuga as a beacon of hope to give goal to those who have no goal or no destination, and to increase the level, or you can say, extend the level of destination of those who are already having some basic goals. So that is happens by his rupa, his bhava and his karunya, magnanimity. So similarly, so the ultimate conclusion, if there is long time association is in this material world, that can help us degrade, that will make us degrade. But even lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy, that entire prolonged association of material world can be just nullified by the servants of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the pure devotees association, just like Srila Prabhupada did. Just a short association made them forget the prolonged association in this material world and gave them the highest bliss. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It's already over time. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.